Thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. This is Khalifa.
Yes, I'm trying to get one of my videos, and it shows that I don't own it. And it's one that I bought, I think, quite a while ago, not recently.
Okay. And what is the email address on your account?
I'm sorry?
What's the email address on your account?
DorothyMiller1@sbcglobal.net.
Can you spell Malloron for me?
Okay.
Can you spell your email address for me?
DorothyMiller1@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. Okay, and I do see that you have used to have a premium membership. It expired. What can I do for you today?
Well, I thought we could keep these things we paid for forever. I've got one here that I paid for, and it won't let me play it because it says I need to pay for it.
Okay, so is it that you're just seeing the pop-up come at the bottom of the screen that says, purchase to own?
It just won't let me get into it. And I can look at the different subjects and all on it, but it won't let me sign into it. It keeps saying comes up with the bottom of the page with the membership dues and what I need to pay and all that.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me look into your account. Okay. So, and this class is under your account, under your classes.
Right.
And what class is it?
Traditional Locks Made Simple. I'm sorry, not Stunning Pre-Motion Quilt Using Simple Shapes by Debbie Brown. The class material won't come up either.
Okay. So the video is playing.
Welcome to Stunning Pre-Motion Machine Quilting Using Simple Shapes. I'm Debbie Brown.
Well, the introduction shows. But when I go down and say I want to watch just one section of it, the basic squares and rectangles, it won't give it to me. And that's what I want to see.
Okay. So hit on the basic squares and rectangles. When you hit on that,
I did, and it gives me all
of. She's pink. She had it on a pink shirt.
No. Yeah, that's the introduction, Michelle, and it'll go through that.
When you click the basic squares and rectangles, her pink shirt, she's wearing the pink shirt in the first screen. When you click the first tab of class preview, it just shows when it first comes up the blue material, and then she comes on and starts talking. But if you hit class work.
No, this is a lady that has a blue sweater and wears glasses, and she is sitting at a sewing machine. Her name is Debbie Brown.
Yes, ma'am. Stunning Free Motion Machine Quilting Using Simple Shapes.
Right. Okay. I want to see basic squares and rectangles. I want to see that segment of it. And when I turn that on, it says, meet Debbie at the thing in Simple Sense, and your free motion favorite. Well, they won't let me see it though.
Is the square red what you clicked on? Did the basic squares and rectangles turn red?
Yeah, it's an orangey red color, yes. And that okay. came up, and now I can look at the, you know, begin classes by brushing up on theory. It won't let me have that. And if I go down the bottom, it wants me to download it again. And I'm not paying for it again. I've already paid for this once.
Okay. No, ma'am. What it is, okay, when we go to her class and hit class preview, that part starts playing. When you go to the basic rectangles and squares, it turns red. When you scroll back up, it's going to have a play button in the middle, like near her chest. And you hit play and it'll play.
All right. I scrolled up and it just keeps going down to the different sections. It does not give me any place to play. Down below is the blue lines as bonus materials, class discussion, facts and questions, and it wants me to download the video again.
No, that's not to download the video. The simple, what it has that PDF and the download, that is the resources. And instructions. That's not to download the video.
Well, I can't get either one of them.
Which browser are you using?
Oh shoot. I can't think right offhand what it is. Google Chrome, that's what it is.
Okay. Yes, and so that's the same browser I'm on. And that, I'm not sure. Like, we're seeing the same things. And I'm under your account. So it's not like I'm under a different account or an admin account. I'm under.
No, I only have one account there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was able to log into your account. So I'm logged
into your account. I was able to log into my account, too. It says Dorothy right up in the right-hand corner.
Yes, ma'am. Dorothy Miller in the right-hand corner.
Right. Got my name.
On the tabs where the it tells you the different sections.
Yeah.
The camera. Do you see a lock on it?
I don't see a camera. I see Dorothy Miller, account dashboard, my content, membership, my orders, profile, and sign out.
No, ma'am. Under the video.
Under the video. If I go down to the bottom.
When you are scrolling to see the different tabs. The different tabs that where the video camera is there a lock on it?
I don't see a video camera. Where did you go to see a video camera?
Well, I'm still under her that Miss Debbie Brown's video.
Yeah.
And the different tabs where it says class preview, basic squares and rectangles, there's a video camera right there next to all of that. Like each tab has a video camera.
Alright. Well, I hit that.
So if that doesn't have a lock on it, any class that has that doesn't have a lock on it like this, you can view all of the classes. And if yours doesn't have the play button on it, when you hit the basic squares and rectangles, go back up to the video where she's sitting at the sewing machine and just click on the video.
All right.
So now it's playing.
Welcome to Stunning Free Motion Machine Quilting using Simple Sheets. I'm Debbie Brown.
Yeah. Shows me her introduction again. You can hear her. She's going to do what she's going to do on the video.
Mix and match intricate looking designs made easy using simple shapes.
So the basic squares and rectangles, is that, that tab, is it red at the top?
Red at the top.
Yes, if it's not red, then it's not, that's not the part of the video it's playing.
Well, it's not red. It says stunning free motion machine quilting using simple shapes, and it's doing showing this lady in the Twitter and the glasses and the long hair, and she's showing what she's going to do in all these classes. It says this is a introduction type thing. And then all right, now it comes up over to the left. And it says, intricate squares and rectangles, smooth circles and lines, going down the line of each of the areas that she's going to talk about. Lesson one, best squares and rectangles.
You'll find everything you need, including simple templates, in your
class. Now she's talking about the resource pages. And I can't get that either.
Photos of what you're working on. Let's get focused. In our first lesson, we'll show how having boundaries in our quilt can help us quilt more confidently and beautifully. I will share some samples so that you can understand how this class will build on the shapes that I will teach you. Then I'll show you a simple way to make a stencil with paper and powder. And we'll get started by quilting continuous curves into squares to make some really intriguing free motion designs. So how can we use simple shapes to help us quilt beautifully and easily? My approach to quilting is all about using and manipulating rules and boundaries.
Okay.
Let me tell you a story. My son is not an Eagle Scout. And the only reason he did not earn his Eagle Scout is that he cannot swim. He sinks like a rock, basically. So I took him to the pool for months and months and practiced his swimming skills for his summer camp. And I sent him off all ready to go. On the school bus and set him off for summer camp.
So,
2 weeks later, I really
on the left side of the video, this is, did you see the part where it says in this lesson?
In the end of lesson?
Yes, ma'am. In the, on the video. Did you see that blue screen where it says in this lesson, establishing boundaries using simple for easy marking?
I just told you that's what I saw a minute ago when she first started the induction.
That's not the introduction. That's the second part. That's the basic squares and rectangles part.
This is not what's showing on me. That's her talking about her, what she finds out happens to quilters. And this is what she, it does not show the class, basic squares and rectangles. This is the introduction.
I like to take a large quilt and break it down into smaller pieces. Sometimes the piecing lines are there to help me quilt inside.
I don't even know how to like.
Sometimes they're not.
Well,
this is the class preview is only a minute and 42 seconds. If you saw the blue screen that we were just discussing, that's past the introduction. That's at 2 minutes. She's into the basic squares and rectangles now.
Inspired by a wrought iron fence I saw, you could quote something that
no, ma'am. I take it.
Because of the markings that I added.
You can hear her talking. She's just talking about what they're going, what she's going to teach in the class.
But I want you to know that you can quote confidently once you have those markings. So I took a piece quilt, and it was really easy for me to quote that. I was able to go inside of each individual piece there. I knew where to find.
This is the class preview that's going on, really.
But I wanted to reproduce that quilt as a whole class quilt.
Okay. Do you see where the little timer is?
Yes, where I see the little camer.
What I started with
the basic
timer.
Squares and rectangles. Well, it's a square with a little rectangle on the end of it. Is that your camera? It's right before basic squares and rectangles.
Yes, that's the camera.
All right, what about it?
No, then you see the line with the time on it, where it says like maybe 2 minutes of
13:25.
Okay, well,
the class preview is
in this class, I will show you how to quilt
you see 1325 there. The blue box is 207.
What?
The red part says 207.
There is no red part. It's the basic squares and triangles in a white writing in a black line. And over to the far left, it says 13.25, and it has an arrow that points down.
Okay. On the video part, if you move your mouse over the video part, it's going to pop up a play button on a black strip. It's going to have a play button, like a microphone, then the time. Do you see that
I hit the play button. It comes up basic squares and rectangles on an orange band, and it says the minutes with a red arrow now point up. It says Debbie Brown, Glenn Tubbs, Russian on theory behind time. So you better understand how the class builds on the shapes. The tackle is simple. Debbie shows you how quilting squares and continuous curves can lead to some more intriguing new fire emotions favorites. Basically, y'all got it, Mac, that I don't own this thing, probably.
No, ma'am, you own it. Everything you're describing to me, you're actually watching the parts that you're wanting to watch. When the little arrow goes up, the video, that's where it's starting at. And if it's playing, that's the part of the video that you're on. If the arrow is down, you're not on that part of the video.
I pick all of the lines that are on this stencil, and it ends up looking like this.
Okay.
When you pick the
all right. When I get it, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks.